Kumlen about your murder, Rabbi Lev Ayin Vov Omer Aleph, starting from the Mishnah. Okay, it's late. Behema, you have a behema, Shenechtachuraglea. A behema has, on its leg, has three parts. There's the bottom part, it has two knees. The bottom part, and then there's like joints, like a knee, and then there goes the middle part, and then there's again like a knee of joints, and then there's the upper part. The middle part has a bunch of veins, and the bottom part of the bottom part of the middle part has tzemes agidim. All the veins get together. So, and we'll have a machleks about how to understand the Mishnah. But the Mishnah says behema shenecht churagleh, that its leg was cut mino kuvulamata from the knee below. Now, which knee are we talking about? The lower knee or the high knee? It's not clear. But the first chatting what it'll be, and many paskin is what it means below the lower knee, like our ankle, but their ankle is much higher up below the lower knee. If you cut and that part, you amputate that part of the leg, it is kosher. Meaning the kuvel lemaila, so according to this version, is if the middle section, it is pasul. Likewise, is with the Mishnah. Likewise, in the middle section, and the bottom part of the middle section, you have all the gathering of these veins.
This is amputating the foot while the animal's alive.
Yeah, people get amputated.
Nowhere does it say, in the Torah it says, not about cruelty to animals. Nowhere it says here about...
cruelty. People get operated on all the time. They didn't save the animal. They amputate the bottom part of the leg. Or
you have to use an anesthetic. You can't do it like that. It says here.
Anesthetics came up in the 1800s. It's in the start of anesthetics. So to save a person's life, you know, you have to come. We have the body. You cut part of the hand off to save the rest of the body. You have gangrene or something you don't want to spread, so you have to cut, amputate something parts, and then you save the rest. What happens? You didn't break through the bone in the middle section, but you just cut through the gap. Those three veins, one very thick and two thin ones, is treif. Nishbara etzim. If the bone broke, what about the bone broke? And we're talking about you didn't cut through; it just broke. And we're talking now about if it broke on the bottom part where the animal is kosher, with your amputated kosher, you broke the bone. Im reva basa kayim. If most of the flesh around it, surrounding it, and the thickness is still existing, shchitase mitaharosai. So when you shech the animal, even though this part of the leg is dangling, it's considered attached to the animal, and therefore you can even eat this, not only the animal, because you eat this part of the leg as well. But... but if not, you cannot eat this part of the leg. You cannot eat this part of the leg. Because like it's dangling. If it broke the bone and you don't have meat flesh coming around out of it, it's like dangling and it's not included in the shchita. When it says the Mishnah below the knee, we're talking about the bottom knee, above the bottom knee, you know, it was like the ankle above that part. So that's it, above it is kosher, below that is treif. We're talking about the lowest part. When they sell the head, they used to sell the bottom part of the legs with it as well. That's how they used to sell. That's one of the versions. That's a Yehuda version. Comes along Ula, and name it off. Comes along Ula, Amar Beishia, no. I think you're talking about the higher knee. When a camel lies down, you see not the lower knee, you see the higher knee. But a camel protrudes more than anybody else. So when we say below the knee is kosher, if you amputate below, we're talking about even below the higher knee. And below and above the knees, is tray for talking about above the higher knee. I mean, I say connected the gomel nika. That's the part that you can tell by camel behind the tony. That's why it says. I hold it's kosher the middle knee. Therefore, the Mishnah says, but if even the middle knee is kosher. But if you cut through the tzemes agidin, it's treif. Ella lidach, you hold that anything in the middle knee is treif. My v'chenshin tzemes agidin. What do you mean? You already told us that anything above the below the lower knee is treif, which includes the ear of tzemes agidin. No, the Mishnah is talking about, I'm right, it's talking about the lower knee, the section between the lower knee and the middle knee, and the Mishnah is telling you, the section between the lower knee and the middle knee, if you cut through the tzemes agidin, it is treif, even though you didn't cut through the bone. And if you cut through the bone, even though you didn't cut through the tzemes agidin, it is treif. Either or is treif. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. So he says you cut, slice through. You slice through. Obviously, you slice through the whole thing, including the names of Gidin. Ishtik, he didn't have what to answer. The boss of the nothing. After he walked out of the room, I'm on my time. He's saying to himself, why didn't answer him? Lamata, lamata mekuva. I should have told him that lamat in the Mishnah. This is how you're supposed to read the Mishnah. This is Lezeich and Ishma, so everybody can take some. Yaakov ben Shlaim. That's it. Amr lamata is lamata minir kuva. Lamata means below the knee. And below the lowest knee is treif. And lemaila, I could have told him, lemaila doesn't mean above the lowest knee. Then you have a question, then what's same as gidin? Lemaila means a gidin. Lemaila means above the area of same as a gidin. That's where it's treif. What about the area of same as a gidin on its own? Is kosher unless you cut the same as a gidin. I didn't say to him, because Amali, he would have told me the same thing. Nechti chutani. He told me that the word nechtchui takes it literally, cut right through. So what it means in the Yidden, Hachanami, he can tell me, minarukuva lamayotani. It says minarukuva, not, I'm going to answer him, it means above the tzemes agidin, but the Mishnah clearly says from the knee and above. And the way we're learning knee means the lower knee, then any section above is already against the tzeif. What means tzemes agidin? So I wouldn't have an answer. So from the Gemara, it sounds like that Ula is right, but yet in halacha, many paskin like Rav Yehuda Merav. We're about six lines in the wide lines. We're talking about treifas before we go back to Bemkua or Toshulia. So we're talking about if you cut part of the knee, below, if you amputate the leg below the knee, the animal's kosher, above the knee, the animal is treif, and we have two opinions, what's above the knee, above the lower knee, and every animal has two knees. What we call ankle, they call knee because it's much higher up the joints. So you have two knees, and the question is which one we're talking about. And then the Mishnah says that even if you didn't break through the bone, if you go through the tremus agidin, that's in the middle knee, you have three veins that come together, the tremus is gathering together. And if there are three together there and you cut through, that's treif. The Papa Masna Hachi, the Papa says this way, this is his version of Chia, Lamata means Lamata min Kuva. He learned like this. Lamata means below the lower knee, like Rabbi Yehuda says. If you amputate that part of the leg of the animal, it's kosher.
It means that you below the knee means below the knee and below with the gathering of the veins. Fine. And lemaila means above the knee and above the tzemes agidin. In other words, the way Rav Yehuda was thinking, contemplating this, is actually how the Papa learns. That above the knee doesn't mean above the lower knee. It means above the lower knee and above the gathering of the gidin. If you cut through there, that's treif. And then, what about you cut the area below that? It's kosher. But if you cut through the tzemes agidin, where the gidin are bound together, the chen shenitl tzemes agidin, verakucha, or the bone through there is pasul. Gufa kedula amravesha, kuva gufa, the bone. Kedula amravesha, like, so this follows like more like ula, the name of Rabbeisha, that is kosher in the middle knee, unless you cut through everything. It makes sense. So above, if, according to this, if you cut above the tremus agidin, if you cut through above the tremus agidin, no. According to this, it's fine because it's below the higher knee. The tremus agidin is in the middle section. If you cut above that, below the higher knee, it's kosher. But if you leave the higher knee intact and you just cut through a little bit lower, the tremus agidin is treif. Doesn't make sense. For the Gemara, if you raise it higher, possibly the choya. If you raise it higher, you tell me you cut through the middle, right beneath the higher knee. No problem, the animal will live. But if you cut lower than that, you cut through the veins, the animal's going to die. How can that be? Ravashi, the rule by treifas is treifas come adam as ladodi. What you want to compare treifas to each other? Ain aimin be treifas is no larger treifas. You can't start making comparisons based on your own logic. Shari choicha mekan v'meisa. You cut one part of the animal, it dies. The choicha mekan, you cut near it, right next to it. Ruchay you live. The alien treifas agidin. Now this area we're talking about treifas agidin, the gathering of the veins. What are we talking about? Ravashi, the agrimo labar from the bone and facing outside those veins. Ravashi, the agrimo labar from the bone facing inside. He says here, the ilu arkuma. There's another bone right where the knee is. The joints are. There's a bone called an arkuma. So, anything that's above that bone, above this bone called akuma, the gathering of those veins, that's the section of called tremus agidin. Yosef, when I'm going to come to the Bible, Yosef, he says, "Come, akuma gufa." It has to be not above the akuma, but the parallel to the akuma, the veins that are there. That's where tremus agidin is. On the Bible, listen. Don't listen to him. The party tafche. We're talking about in the place where the butchers open up to separate the flesh from the bone when they menaker it, and they want to extract all those veins. That's right above the arkuma. In other words, it's not parallel to the arkuma bone; it's above the arkuma bone. It's a place where all the gidin join together. Ad kama, how much? Listen to me, what I have to say. I heard it from a great man, his name was Shmuel. Tzemes Hagidin Shamru is Mokum, the place, Hagidin Tzemesin Boy. It's a place where these veins gather together. Mokum Shed Tzemesin, where these three veins come together, Ad Mokum Shemis Pashtin, until they start spreading out apart. The Kama, how long is that section? Amar Abaye, Arbo Batadi Betoidet, four fingers by a cow. The, you know, when you get to the bottom of the tzemes, they all gather together, they look like one, even though they're three, they're like bunched together like one. Start counting there, four fingers, the height of four fingers, and that's basically how high you go. Bedaka, what about in a small animal? That's in a cow. What about in a small animal? Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Beliti, the part that's visible before it gets sucked back into the meat, Havit tzemes hagidin. That section is called tzemes hagidin. Beli, the veins that get absorbed in the meat, it's not called tzemes hagidin. Ashuni, if there's tough, have it same as a gidin. Those are veins. Rechich, if they're tender, then actually the veins exceed the meat. Lo have it same as a gidin. Alimi, if it's thick, have it same as a gidin. Ketini, if it's thin, lo have it same as a gidin. These are all different signs that they tell, or maybe you need all the signs together. Chivri, if they're white, have it same as a gidin. If they look white. Lo chivri, lo have it same as a gidin. If they don't look white, they're not same as a gidin. We're learning now the anatomy of an animal. Mar baravashia, you don't even need white. Kiva de zigi, even if it's like transparent, like translucent, avgav de lech, even though it's not white, it's considered gidin, because that's not how flesh looks. Flesh is red and all that. So this is all known as gidin. It's made up of three veins. One of them is thick, and two of them are thin. So there's two views on how to learn this in halacha. What happens if only the thick one got cut through, but you still have two? So it will be azdaroi binyan. So the fact is that's treif, even though you still have two out of three attacked, but this one outweighs the other two because it's so much thicker. So Reif Binyan, most of the structure, collapsed. If Ziketina, if the two small ones got cut through, as the Reif Binyan, if the two small ones got cut through, you lost two out of three. So again, it's Treif. That's one version. Mar Baravashi, he learns Faket, Lekula. If Zikalim, if only a thick one got cut through, he would say, Haikar Reif Binyan, he's left two others. If Ziketina, if the two small ones got cut through, Haikar Reif Binyan, he's left the main structure. What about Ba'ifus? What same as again Ba'ifus? Shitze Chutahave, there's 16 different veins there. E Pasichad Menachem, even so Machma, if one of them got cut through, it's already Treif. I was once standing before my father, the book from a bird, and he searched for Ashkeb, and he found Chameser. He found there were 15 veins. So some of the people, they wanted to make a Treif because you need 16. One vein looked a little bit thicker, different than all the rest of the ones. He's naftze. He started to play around with it, and he realized it's actually two veins that sort of cleave together. So there's 16 altogether. But if one,
thin.
Yeah, it is very thin. But one of them, in other words, by a bird or machma, that one vein by an animal or mekel, by a bird, one vein renders a treif.
I don't think it's actually 16 veins in the leg. It could be also giving sinews or nerves or something like that.
Yeah, but it's still 16 strands.
Yeah, 16 things, but it's not...
Vein, okay.
They're
sinews. Yeah.
Whatever they are, they're...
yeah. When we say tzemes hagidin, that is treif, we need the majority. My rubai berev echad man. The majority of one of these veins, if one of these sinews were ripped through, it's no good. By an animal, we said there are three. If one of them is completely ripped through, there's still two left, and it should be kosher. Time they could take the two left. Halekatre loy, but if there wasn't two left, then it's treif. Please, that Avinoi, argue Avinoi, don't Avinoi, I'm a Shmuel. This version of Shmuel, Avinoi said in the name of Shmuel. That was Avinoi's name of Shmuel. Avinoi's name of Shmuel. Tzaymes hagid nafil lo nishtai ba lekutas arbol. Even he had a little bit of a strand, like a thing of a coat, a little string that's hanging down. It's kosher. So we're pretty mekel. We could have say my rubai roiv kolecha ve'echad, and not if one vein or one side will rip most of it, but the roiv of kolecha ve'echad, only then we're going to treif. Kamidi kam b'shmol only mechdi tlosa haved a threeika tilsa the chol chad v'chad. So even though the most of it was ripped through, we still have a third of each one left. Shouldn't that be enough as well? Umisayel Ravina says supports Ravinoy, Dam Ravinoy, b'shmol. So again, Shomer afilu loy nishtai be'elikuchud esabuk shadi. Even a little bit is left is kosher. Okay, so Nijbara Etzen, so we'll look a little bit of laws of Treifas. Sarbel is a thing by a coat, that a little string here that holds it together. So nobody, even a thread is there, it's still kosher. And Rashi gives a rule here that, interesting, that the halacha throughout Shas is always like Mar Baravashi, except a couple of three places, and that's it. Everywhere else is Mar Baravashi, because his name comes up quite often, Avashi's son. Yeah. Then we're right to that. The Mishnah says, if the bone broke through, the bone broke through, as long as most of the meat is still there, it's kosher. Most of the meat is not there, it's not kosher. Now, we're not talking short. Are we talking about the bone in the below the lower knee? So, which Bechlal we say is the animal still a kosher animal if you amputate it? And the question is regarding this dangling little bit of a leg. And we're saying that if most of the meat is around it, it's part of the animal, and you shecht it, you're allowed to eat it. But if most of the meat is not around it, if you shecht it, you can eat the animal, because it's a dangling limb, but the limb itself you cannot eat, not including shechita. Or we're talking about higher up, which makes the animal treif. And then you say this, if it broke through the bone, and there's not enough meat there, then not only you're not allowed to eat that dangling part, but the entire animal is treif. But if there's most of the broken bone is surrounded by meat, then not only the animal is kosher, but also this leg is kosher. So we'll see. Says the Gemara, Nishbara Etzem, Omar Rav, says Rav, Lamaila Miner Kuva. We're talking about broke the bone above the knee, a section where it's treif. And there we say, Im Rav Habasa Kayim, if most of the flesh is still existing around this broken bone, then zev demutter. You can eat the entire animal, and you can eat this dangling, because it's not so much a dangling limb anymore, because it's surrounded mostly by flesh. Obavimlav, if it's not surrounded mostly by flesh or hide, zev de also, not only can't you eat the dangling part, the entire animal's treif. Obalamatam in a kuva, what about if the bone is broken below the knee? Iv reiv habosa kayim, there it goes like this. If it's mostly covered by flesh, then not only can you eat the animal, you can also eat the dangling limb. Zev de mutter. Obavimlav, but if not, then it's a dangling limb. So the behemoth itself is kosher, but the limb part is not including the shechita. Not the blab aver aser. The aver is aser. Why? Because it's dangling. Muteres is muter, but a behemoth muter. Behemoth muter. That's Rab's view. Comes along Shmuel. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says bein lemaila, bein lemata. I don't care if it's in the kosher section or the favor section. Im reva basa kaim. If it's mostly covered by flesh, then not only can behemoth, can the limb as well. Zev is a muter. But im la. But if not. Shmuel said there's a big difference between dangling, then it's cut off and hanging on a thread, which is what we call dangling, or just a broken bone. You Rav compare a broken bone to a dangling limb. I say a broken bone is not a dangling limb. So therefore, if it's only a broken bone, the behemoth itself is 100% kosher. I don't care if the broken bone is above the knee or below the knee. And then regarding this part, the knee itself, the part that's broken, it depends. If Rav bosses around it, you can eat that part as well. If not. Imlav Aver Osir Behemoth Muteres. Maskilar Nachman Shmuel. So Nachman asked Shmuel a question. Shmuel, I don't understand. If let's say the Aver is no good, you toss it away, but you eat the Behemoth. Yemru, people say Aver Mimena Mutlbash, but we had to toss away the Aver into the garbage. And Umuteres and the Behemoth Lamutta, people won't be confused. If you've thrown away the limb because it's treif, then because it's not dangling on a string, it's a broken bone, and they think that the animal's treif. So why the rest of the animal can eat? What's going on here? Klepnisht. Why only bothered by Shmuel? Even the corner Rav, remember, according to Rav, okay, the Rav holds the upper section, either everything is kosher, everything is treif. But the lower section, according to Rav, the animal for sure is kosher, because he holds the lower section is not treif. But depending on if most of the flesh, then you can eat the limb, and if not, not. No, and if not mostly covered by flesh, you toss it away in the garbage. People say the same thing. What's going on? You're tossing away the bottom part of the leg. And the animal, you're eating. Why aren't you worried there? You aim to avim a man a mutl bashpa, and yet the mutter is mutter. I'm the halachic. This is what I meant to say. Eva shechayim imena, an Eva that the animal needs to sustain its life, mutl ba'ashpa, is thrown in the, tossed away in the garbage, because you're saying that the Eva is no good. And
doesn't that render the animal a treif automatically?
We're talking about Shmuel's hold that even the part above the lower knee, below the lower knee, everyone holds you cut that off, the animal can live 100%. When you get higher up and you cut it through, the animal itself can become treif. So
that's considered.
No, but we're holding. That's
leg?
It because the animal's treif. If we hold that the li means the lower knee, underneath that is kosher, above that is treif. Why is animal treif? Because animal won't live. Treifa and Chaya. So, and yet Shmuel says that even the part above, if most of the flesh covers it, then you can eat everything. And if most of it does not cover it, toss that away, but eat the rest of the animal. That's what Shmuel says. Rav says, you don't eat everything, eat nothing. But according to Shmuel, you're eating the animal and you're tossing away the part above the low knee. The part above the low knee is a treifa part of the animal. That means you consider it treif. Why are you throwing it away? Because you consider it treif. If you consider it treif, that means the animal can't live. So why are you eating the rest of the animal? Rav holds taki, you can't. Rav holds either you throw everything away or you throw nothing away.
Well, wouldn't it be mamonoshach? Even if the animal would live, wouldn't it be then even menachai?
Yeah, but that's a separate thing. We're talking about you shechted it while they're still hanging on.
Yeah.
So that was a discussion we had before. And even medudl, if you shechted, is it considered included shechita? Do we imagine that shechita oisa nipple, that the shechting makes it as if it was already cut off before, and it's even menachai?
So that whole, in the beginning of the parak, we talked about where the uber stuck out its foot and it cut it off. That must be talking about lamatmei akubur.
But no, that's a separate thing. Remember, the mayor said that the Uber might be different than the Eva. We had a machlekes in Mar Bichon Shlokish. If the same argument that they have regarding Uber does also apply regarding Eva, because Eva is part of the animal itself. Rabbi Yechon said that everyone is moida by Eva. Everyone is moida, even a mayor, that the shchita does work for it because it's part of the animal. But now we're saying something else. Rav said if you cut above the higher part, if mostly covered by flesh, everything is kosher. If it's not, everything is treif, because it's treif part of the animal. That part of the animal is treif. So if it's treif for the leg, it's treif for the rest of the animal. But Shmuel comes along and makes a distinction. He says, no, it's treif for the foot, for that part of the leg, but the rest of the animal you can eat. Doesn't make sense. The animal can't live. How can, because you toss away this part? What's going on? That's only a question of Shmuel. We're talking about only the section on the middle section, not the lower section, the middle section which makes the animal treif. So Eva Shechayim Emena Mutwe, and you're throwing it and it's tossing it away because you're saying since it's not covered by its flesh, it's treif, and you're tossing away the Eva. So how can you eat this animal? Umuteres, and the rest of the animal you can eat, but if it's treif, then the whole animal is treif. What's going on here? Sholchum etam, so the Taka sent a result from that from Israel. Hichas hakavasa, the rab, the like rab. Hodu sholchum hakavasa, the Shmuel. Then they sent another letter a few months later, the loch like Shmuel. That you can eat the rest of the animal. Holo sholcha was the rab, and then listen again like rab. And then they go and they said the eved atzmo and the limb itself. The loch like rab, that you can eat, that the entire animal is if mostly covered by flesh, the entire animal is kosher. If it's not covered by flesh, then the entire animal is treif. And the eved itself is metame b'masa. The eved itself, if the animal is treif. We say the eved itself is as if the shchita cut it off, like the Rebbe just said, a second before. Before you ate it, and because we're following now the view that says shchita oisa nipple, Rabbi Yechon before said no, but shchita oisa nipple, which means imagine that this part of the animal was cut off a second before you shechted it, which makes it eva menachai, and it's tamei as eva menachai, and therefore it's tamei b'masa if you're carrying it around. Moser chizda, how can you say that shchita oisa nipple? We learned before, it's the same question we had in Gemara before. Loi, no, im this Ramei said to Chachamim, I agree, im taharta shchita treifa, I agree that if you shecht a treifa animal, the animal is no longer tamei, because you're dealing with the animal itself. Oisa, and also the limb that's in it. So we see that a limb and in it, the shchita makes a tar. So we see clearly the shchita makes a tar. How can you tell me that the shchita, maybe you're shechting the animal, the limb, the dangling limb, is considered not part of the animal, and if it's eva melechai? When a mayor clearly in his wording includes a dangling limb together with the animal itself. Whatever shchita does to the animal, does to the dangling limb. Dofa shegufa, with something which is with his own body, and you want to use that titter as a uber, to use that regarding the foreleg of an uber. Dofa she'ein a gufa. So we say clearly that a dangling limb is included in the shchita. What are you telling me? That it's also even the chai, that since it's treif as part of that thing, it's as if it got cut off a minute before. Amle Rava Haduri Ifrichel Lamalach Oisim Masnisim. Why do you have to go and ask for a Braise? You got to go searching for questions. Ask from the Mishnah that everybody knows. Everyone knows Mishnahs. Everyone knows Braises. I've learned over there. If you send the Mishnah over there, if you have a limb and the flesh. That's what it was, dangling. If you shecht the behema, huchshe, to this dangling part of the animal is not yet tame. But why? Well, it's not eva melechai, but it's a regular food because you shechted it and it included the dangling limb, and now it's prepared to mekabel tume because there's blood over there. Huchshe b'tume, do you want So l'chayit was even that what? That the shechita does not make it eva melechai. That the shechita included this thing. It just turned it into food. And now it's ready to become tummy because there's blood there. Rav Shimon disagrees, l'chayit, but Ameir, and Chama agreed, Ameir. Amalei masnis, in the Mishnah, the reason why that's the Mishnah is, ikal l'chayit, we can reject it like we said before. That maybe take it is eva melechai. It is eva melechai. Maybe the Ameir agrees, at least the Mishnah, that the shechita, as I said before, it fell off. However, so why did it say it's only mukshar? He was not talking, remember, Eivim Nechai, only if the entire limb is intact. But the flesh part of the Eivim Nechai is not Eivim Nechai. And that's like regular food. And that's what he's talking about, the flesh part of it. Because the flesh part of it is different than Eivim Nechai. But shaking from the Braise is a good question. The Braise seems to say clearly that what? That the dangling part of the animal is including the shchitta. So what are you telling me? That the dangling part is not including the shchitta, like it's cut off a second before, and it's Eivim Nechai. That's a good question. We had before Machlekes. Rav Zeid came to Israel. Ashchel Rav Yemiya. He found Rav Yemiya was sitting there. Ukom Lalashmait. He was repeating over this whole sugya of Rav. This argument of Rav and Shmuel. Amale Yasha. Good what you said. Like Rav, it makes no difference. The top part of the knee or below part of the knee. If Rav Basa, then everything is mutter. And if not the Rav Basa, then everything is the clean animal is no good. Chen Tergema Aryuve beBavel. Aryuve Aryovich in Bavel said the same thing. Who's Aryovich? Mano Shmuel. He is Shmuel, and he's named after a king whose name is Ayovich and Chumash, because Allah is like him, he's like authority. The Allah is like Shmuel always when it comes to dinim, and therefore he's like a king, he has authority when it comes to civil law.
Interesting, after all the kings you can think exactly. Of, the most famous one that everybody will know. You know?
Not Ayid even. You know, you say Shlomo, say David. No. Yeah, interesting. Why punkt Ayovich? I don't know. Must be some good reason for it. Sorry?
Why specifically say that here?
Oh, this is a conversation they had, so it's not a. That's why he puts
that. They used that
exactly, like, you know. Yeah.
Like, of all the malachim you could pick.
The reason why they chose a king is because the king is dinah malchus dinah, and that's all to do with civil law. And Shmuel is the master of civil law. Yeah, but why punk this king back? It's a good question. Maybe I'll say something. The Gemara of Miflig Peligi. But what do you mean Shmuel agrees? Shmuel argues with Rav. We had before the Gemara. How did Shmuel agree with Rav? Shmuel eventually changed his mind and agreed with Rav. Tell me, we learned nishbara etzim. The bone broke. The yotzel chutz. If the bone broke and part of the bone is sticking out, im oiru basa. We're not just looking at the flesh. If the hide, the skin, together with the flesh, chayfinas ruvai. No, it's only a little bit of the bone is visible on the outside, but most of the bone that's broken is concealed and covered. Concealed by what? By the flesh and by the skin. Mut. It's all right. But if not, us, it's us. But what do you mean most? It means that most of the thickness of the crack didn't protrude outside, only a little bit, it's kosher. And Rabbi Yechon and Amnon, others say, that it's not the thickness, it's the circumference. How much area around the bone was revealed or not. In other words, if most of the first way is, I don't care if most of the bone is concealed around it, but if the bone sticks out a lot, let's say the bone is 2 inches thick, and one, you know, more than 1 inch is sticking out, even though around it you don't see much, that's already considered treif. And those are, no, look at the circumference. So the Gemara, this is how Papa Shitta throughout Shas. Whenever there's an argument, many times an argument, he says, you know what, we'll do like both. Starting from Brachas, and we do both. That hide has the same thing like flesh, even though the flesh is missing, but if the hide is concealing the bone, it's good enough. Why don't you say that you need to have that should be covered not only by flesh but also by the hide, and if it's only covered by the flesh, it's no good. Be machmir. It says in the oil and basar. So he said, we say oil basar means either or. In the Braise, when it says im oil u basar, it doesn't mean oil and basar, it means oil or basar. He said that it's mustard, he combined the two. Let's say that you need both. That you only mash them, that you need most of it should be flesh, and a little bit should be hide. But if most of it was hide, for example, the skin that's covering it, it's no good. I know a story. The Hubba goes, there's a chicken in the Havibay, that was in the house of Abizchok. The oil mistar the boss. It was a case where the oil and the boss were combining. It wasn't just mashlin. Mashlin means you have a little bit of skin and most of it is flesh. It was a case where like 50-50. 50 of it was flesh and 50 of it was skin. And he was mashrit. So therefore, I know you don't have to be mashlin. Mistar is good enough. That's not a raya. Remember, by a chicken, its skin is edible. It's very tender, so its skin might be treated like flesh. But what about an animal where nobody eats the skin? The hide is very thick. Maybe tack over there, the hide concealing is not good enough. Maybe you need mainly flesh and a little bit of hide. So we don't answer that. There was a case of these tender gidin that came before Rabbi, and they want to know what the din is. And it combined together with the basar and covered most of the broken bone. So it was flesh, not skin, but flesh, and some of these sinews of these veins. But at that time they were very tender. What's the problem? First of all, Rabbi Yechon has a rule. Gidin that at the moment are tender, even though tomorrow they can eventually become, you know, inedible and hard. If somebody's nominated for Korban Pesach and he's nominated on the gidin, since at that time you can eat it. It's considered meat. We don't treat it as gidin. We don't look at the future. We look at it currently. So that's number one. So what are we worried about? Gidin can be counted together with flesh. It covers most of the bone. Number one. Number two. Furthermore, interesting thing. Make it treif. It's so easy to make things treif. Yeah, it's got the geld. The guy needs his food. So therefore, I'm mekel. So look at this is motivating him to be mekel because I tell you the chas al moyin
shei yisro. Don't we say the halacha that the gidim is ke-eitz?
Yeah, that's if it's tough. That's what he's saying. But not when they're very tender at this stage, early stage. On the papa rabba, I don't understand. Rab Shimon ben Lakish, first of all, Rab Yechon holds that it's kosher, but Rab Shimon Lakish argues. Rab Shimon Lakish is machman. He says that if even though today it's edible, if tomorrow it's going to be tough, it's inedible. We already treat it as no good. Number one. Number two, Visu Deraisa. You're telling me the reason why I was Mekel is Rachmanis Yidish Yigel. But the Tater says it's treif. What do you mean Rachmanis Yidish Yigel? The Tater has no Rachmanis and you have Rachmanis. That Amrit, my Lechishlu, and you're saying, what are we worried about? Ishtik. He had nothing to say. Very much about my Ishtik. Why? And we say that the Halacha is Lachish only in three cases, according to Rava. According to Rava, in only three cases, the Halacha is like Rava. That halacha like Rish Lakish. Everywhere else, the halacha is like Rabbi Yechon. So what's Rava saying? It's Rava who said Lemay Lechish La, and we attacked him, and our attack was. But Rish Lakish argues he's misspoke from that. He said, I don't care what Lakish said. I passed in the halacha over like Rabbi Yechon, except three cases. Not one of those three cases. So the more shiny halacha, the hodl be Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Rabbi Yechon himself changed his mind. Amalei, he once said to the Shlokish, he asked him a quick question about a Mishnah when I said that if Seifan Lahak says, but right now his edibles are right, I wasn't saying my opinion, I was just saying the opinion of a lone Tana. But I agree with you. So therefore, that's why Rava had nothing to answer. Interesting. Okay. Continue tomorrow, Mitzvah.